It's time for the Newsmax Daily from Newsmax, America's fastest growing cable news channel. Now, here's your host, Rob Carson.
This whole Hunter Biden laptop thing is about to explode. It's about ready to explode in ways you and I never even imagined. There are some things on this laptop, and a lot of people know it, things that are unspeakable. I'm not talking about Joe Biden's actions as the president of the United States and as the vice president of the United States, possibly senator, and his business dealings. I'm talking about the man who owned the laptop being an incredibly, incredibly sick individual, a sick individual who committed many, it appears, many things that were quite criminal. And it's all being hinted at and it's all being found. And today on the show, you're going to hear from someone who gave a hard drive to the New York Times that they had for a year, then said they lost it, then asked the same guy for another copy. He brought the laptop to the New York Times because I believe the New York Times realizes how gigantic this story is going to become. And make no moans about it. The Federal Bureau of Investigations knew about this freaking laptop in 2017. It did nothing about it. This is going to be the biggest scandal in United States political history, all because of a criminal family that has used its influence, has sold influence, has sold access to a senator, a vice president, and then a president, all the while profiting from that, all the while becoming very, very, very compromised with regard to our nation's enemies, including the government of Ukraine, Russia, and China. Okay, so this is going to be epic. And when the Republicans take over both houses of Congress in November, and Democrats know this, they also know, they know the election of 2022 was stolen. They know that the S is going to hit the fan. They have thrown everything at all of these scandals to try to stop social media from talking about it, to try to stop the mainstream media from covering it. And of course, the mainstream media slavishly complies, despite the fact they have the First Amendment to protect them. And of course, the Democrat Party. There is so much to get to today that I want you to hang around, because you're going to learn a lot, I think. Some of it you may already know, because you're incredibly well-educated, and you do your due diligence. And you know, when I talk, some people say, you know, I love you, Rob, that you tell the truth. I love you tell the truth. Some people say, I listen, you know, to the show because they hear things that they, but they love to hear me tell the truth. Do you know why? Because they know in their hearts, and they've always, you know, in your hearts, you've always known that Russia collusion was bullcrap. You've always known that the election of 2020 was bullcrap. You always knew that COVID and where COVID came from and Anthony Fauci, you've always known that's all bullcrap, mask wearing, bullcrap, business closings, bullcrap, schools, churches closing, businesses shut down. You knew it. You knew it. You knew it. You know why you knew it? Started with something in your gut. Started with something saying there's something wrong about this. And then it became worse when the mainstream media, big social media, and the Democrat Party said, you can't have those thoughts because they're obviously not based in reality. You're a conspiracy theorist. And then as you learn more and as you did your own research and you discovered why are these stories not being covered by the mainstream media, and you realized it wasn't because you were a conspiracy theorist. It's because the mainstream media was intentionally stopping the coverage, not covering things, to cover for a president, an administration, and a party. You knew this all. And so when you hear this guy on the radio talking about this, where some other hosts shut up about it because they're terrified about talking about the election, because, you know, there have been so many threats against other talk show hosts about this. There have been threats against companies. You can't say anything about voting machine companies. You cannot say it, because there is a threat of a lawsuit. Have I said anything about a voting machine company in particular? No, I have not. But there's a lot of fear, and I do my very best to get the facts out to you. You already know many of these facts, and sometimes I may help you to have a little bit more, another arrow in your quiver as you go into conversations with people, or you deal with this sort of nonsense at work where you're being beaten down as a conservative, knowing in your heart that you're right. You know there's something wrong with the COVID shutdown. You know there was something wrong with the Democrat Party not saying a damned thing while over 500 riots in this country caused $2 billion worth of damage, burned people out of their businesses. One man was found dead, burned alive in his store in Minneapolis. Police officer murdered in St. Louis, and you couldn't say anything about it, and the Democrat Party said nothing about it until it started affecting Joe Biden's poll numbers, and then all of a sudden, it stopped. The riots stopped. They just stopped. Black Lives Matter, it's really important. George Floyd's murder, it's really important. This is an ongoing conversation that has to happen. It has to happen. It has to happen. Then why did the riots stop in October? We're going to have a glorious November the 4th. Is it November the 4th? We're going to have a glorious election day and day after in November, and it's not going to be stolen this time like it was in 2020. It's not going to be, because we are fighting. We are signing up for election boards. We are monitoring ballot boxes. We are volunteering to watch the vote count. We have our cell phones out, and we will not let this crap stand anymore. And it's becoming more and more obvious, and I've got even more evidence, that the Democrat Party used the COVID virus to throw an election. Soaring inflation under Biden will send America back to the 70s. Who's been saying that for a while? Welcome back, Carter. Yeah, yeah. Says we're going to have a period of stagflation. Stagflation defined as a period with high inflation paired with an economic downturn and rising unemployment. We still have 1.9 million jobs to fill just to get at parity with regard to jobs in the United States before the pandemic. So don't be celebrating too much about all of the jobs and people going back to work because Joe Biden is the president. It's not. It's because sooner or later, hey, you got to go back to work. That's what it's all about, kids. But the past is a guide to what's happening now, said Dalio, the founder of Bridgewater Associates. The environment that we're in is beginning to be very much like that of the 1970s. And without further ado, I will play our Welcome Back, Carter theme song.
Welcome back, yep, to Jimmy Carter 2.0.
Gas lines are coming.
Welcome back. He's the same bad Prez, but his name is Joe. Well, the names have all changed since Jim was around. But the swamp that remains can't be turned around.
Joe Biden's still there.
Joe's killing off the nation. Killing off the nation. Say hello to stagflation.
Hello to stagflation.
Yeah, we tease him a lot, cause brain cells he ain't got. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Sing along, people.
Welcome back. It cost an arm to fill your car. Welcome back. Your paycheck's the same and it don't go far. Joe pulled all the troops from Afghanistan.
Oh, there was that.
Everything is screwed up. I guess that's his plan.
Pretty much.
He's an Obama puppet.
Obama puppet.
Let's go tell him to stuff it.
Tell him to stuff it.
The worst in history. That's why we chant FJB. Welcome back.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
You got the vaccination? Or the mom and dad, or the neighbor, or when you go to church, or when you're... No, I
That is the vocal stylings of Jim Gossett, a song that I wrote because, comedy writer. Okay, going to get to the whistleblower stuff here in a second, including Jack Maxey. I do want to mention that a lot of... it's kind of funny... And I guess maybe this is a delightful coincidence, but there is a new kind of narrative that's flying around the media, which is everything that Joe Biden has touched has turned into dirt. They're calling it dirt. Everything he touches turns to whatever. And I have said that he's got the crap touch, which is the reverse Midas touch, which is the crap touch. Everything that he touches that's gold turns to crap. And I came up with this. Yeah, crap touch, and we just kind of mix that together to kind of put an exclamation point on it, but a lot of people are saying that. Crap touch. And that's the way it's happened with the border, that's the way it's happened with the economy, that's the way it's happened with inflation, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Plus, on top of all of this, everybody knew that the Biden administration, or at least the Biden family, They were crooked. Crooked as the day is long, as my dad used to say, and they are. And it's very, very obvious. It was obvious while Joe Biden was running for president because, you know, a lot of people knew about the Hunter Biden laptop, among other things. But, of course, big social media decided to ban the story. The mainstream media decided to ignore the story. The New York Post tried to share the story. They did in their own paper and on their websites. But other than that, the rest of the media left it alone because they knew it was true. This is Jack Maxey. This is the guy who originally got a copy of the laptop from Rudy Giuliani. And he gave a hard drive copy to the New York Times. The FBI had a copy of the hard drive as well. But the FBI claims, as late as about 2 weeks ago, that they lost it right before Matt Gaetz officially entered Hunter Biden's laptop contents into the congressional record so it couldn't be denied anymore. Here is Jack Maxey.
Bringing to the fore all the things that Merriman and Associates had found, 128,000 emails, 28,000 images, yada, yada. We did that very quickly. But my guys were so good, and one of them particularly said, I feel like there's more there, Jack. Can I look? I said, sure, you know.
So this guy is kind of seeing that there might be something else in this laptop that Jack, because he's not a professional techie, ooh, he didn't know was there.
All I know how to do is turn on my computer. That's about it. And he started searching. First thing we found were 4,000 little microscopic thumbnails of erased pictures.
Well, that's kind of weird.
Those pictures were brought up. We can see them all. Then I'm sitting there. I've been on the phone, as you can imagine, all week. And he says, my God, I just found another 20 gigabytes of this and that and this and that.
Yeah.
And ultimately, we found 450 gigabytes of what Hunter thought was erased material.
This is bigger than you could ever imagine. And a couple of weeks ago, I was kind of wondering, why would the New York Times just suddenly acknowledge that the hard drive is for real on paragraph number 22 of a story? And then I realized that this is going to get so big that the New York Times is going to be covering its ass bigger than life, and they are going to be shined upon by the truth, and all of the rats of the New York Times will scurry for cover. This is just the beginning. This is why it's become very obvious and undeniable, and that's why so many people are finally acknowledging that this is for real. Because now Congress has it, now the New York Times has it, now the FBI has it, they can't deny it anymore. And very soon you're going to know about everything in that laptop that's printable, because a lot of it would make you sick. So I think we're going to find here, beyond Joe Biden being corrupt in the Biden crime machine, the family being just a totally corrupt organization. It's been corrupt for 30 years, enriching itself on selling influence and selling proximity to the senator and then vice president, then president of the United States. Now, Hunter Biden dropped his laptop off at a Delaware computer store in 2019. John Isaac is the man who owns the computer store. He sat on it, tried to contact Hunter Biden, could not get anyone to come and get the computer, so he gave a copy to Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, who passed it on to Jack Maxey. And Maxey was an associate of Steve Bannon. Steve Bannon, of course, very close to Donald Trump at the White House. Maxey said that after contacting the Daily Mail about the laptop contents last year, now, the Daily Mail, the UK Daily Mail, does an outstanding job of covering American stories better than the American media, because the American media lies and obfuscates and covers up stories. So I look at them as a very credible journalistic enterprise. Despite the fact that they do have a little sidebar on the UK Daily Mail side that has pop culture and lots of babes in bikinis. I don't mind that at all. I think you can have them both. That said, after he turned over the contents of the Daily Mail, black suburban SUVs appeared outside of his house, and they received strange calls. So Jack Maxey had shared copies with some of his friends in the intelligence community, and they all got calls, and he got black SUVs outside of his house. He said, I showed this to a friend of mine in desperation in February 2020 because nobody would listen to me. No news organization would take it. In fact, the very first news agency to take it was the Daily Mail. Maxey claimed one former intelligence agency senior staffer told him soon after he received the hard drive in 2020, if you don't release enough of this so that they know you can release all of it, I'm telling you, brother, you're a dead man. Maxey took the advice of that person in October 2020, posted batches of emails and other files from the laptop on file sharing sites. An hour after that, the links were mysteriously taken down. So this means our intelligence services, who still have not even acknowledged that they gave Hunter Biden's laptop or they have Hunter Biden's laptop, were obviously diligently doing cache searches across the internet to find out if any of this stuff was being released. The FBI said as late as 2 weeks ago they didn't have a copy of it until it was made obvious by Matt Gaetz and entered into the congressional record. That's when the stuff really started hitting the fan. Here is Jack Maxey talking about the contents of the laptop as one of his forensic advisors began to dig deep into the stuff that Maxey never even imagined was there.
Now, some of it was duplicate, but amongst those things were 80,000 images and videos. And when my tech guy first started...
Oh, those are probably just like the yoga emails in Hillary Clinton's server and you know, all those emails about yoga and her daughter's wedding. That's just like that, except for it's 80,000 pictures. Probably just pictures of weddings and yoga.
Looking at them was very uncomfortable. Many of them were young girls, for some reason, sending pictures to Hunter with their tongues out. And I said, you've got to stop. You have to stop. If he meant to erase these pictures, I was feeling there could be a high likelihood that there was something that no man or woman with a soul would want to see. And then I would be instantly obligated to go to the Swiss police.
Wow. By the way, he is right now hiding. He is in Switzerland. He's working with IT experts to dig more data out from the laptop from hell. He says he's found 450 gig of erased material, including 80,000 images and videos and more than 120,000 archives. He says he fears retaliation from the Biden administration. Interesting. Now, here he is talking about turning over the hard drive to the FBI because he wanted to do the right thing.
All these crimes can be prosecuted at the state level.
He's talking about the crimes that are featured in the photos and emails in the Hunter Biden laptop.
And as I said earlier, why would we wait for Mrs. Peter Strzok to do something about it? Because we know her husband didn't do anything about it because he testified against
with the FBI.
The president in the first impeachment while being in possession of Hunter's laptop.
That's kind of interesting, isn't it?
Here's something that I think everybody has to understand, and I've not gotten a clear answer. The Washington Post has not gotten a clear answer. The Senate Judiciary Committee, who finally contacted me about a month ago, had no answer.
Listen to this.
It appears that that FBI agent who picked up Hunter's laptop and those who he was associated with never filed Hunter Biden's laptop into evidence at the FBI.
They never entered the hard drive into evidence by the FBI, which would suggest they got rid of it, which would explain why the cyber chief of the FBI in front of Congress 2 weeks ago said they didn't have a copy of the hard drive. And that's when Matt Gaetz said, oh, well, in that case, here's one. A little bit more Jack Maxey on Hunter's crimes.
Now, since then, we found thousands and thousands of PDFs we didn't know about. We believe that we've been able to scrape all the attachments. We keep finding more and more things. And so that became quite horrifying. And that's where we are, people. And in short order, I'm going to make it available to the world. My original intention on coming here was to make copies for the United States Senate, the House of Representatives, and U.S. law enforcement.
Why didn't you do that?
Because every single crime that Hunter committed, other than espionage, is also a state crime.
Because he knew that there were people in government that if he turned it over to, they'd just make it disappear. That's it, kids. That's what it's all about. Left wing! Here is Judicial Watch founder Tom Fitton talking about whether or not there will be a special counsel for Hunter Biden, the laptop, and Joe Biden.
It's a massive corruption scandal that one hasn't been appointed. One should have been appointed, in my view, during the Trump administration. And certainly the Justice Department under President Biden has a irredeemable conflict of interest that the regulations require be dealt with through a special counsel.
Wow.
That's why special counsel was, supposedly that's why special counsel was appointed to target Trump. And there was really nothing to really require one because there was no serious evidence Trump had done anything wrong. In this case, the president's son, everyone acknowledges, is
the January 6th counsel, you know. It's a cover-up. It's a distraction.
Under criminal investigation, and as you've been reporting and the evidence shows, Joe Biden is up to his neck in this issue. In the least, he's a witness. Arguably, he should be a target. Either way, yeah. A special counsel is required, and the fact that one hasn't been appointed ought to be concerning to any American who wants the law fairly administered.
Because the Justice Department, the FBI, are corrupt. They are. They're corrupt. Merrick Garland is corrupt. Merrick Garland's biggest concern is going after parents who speak out against CRT. They've done absolutely nothing with regard to the laptop. They've done nothing about it at all. They've done nothing about the election fraud that happened in 2020. Bill Barr, who was with the Justice Department, he did nothing about it, did no investigation of it whatsoever. That's why I say the swamp needs to be drained. It needs to be tore down, paved over, and started again. Let's go to Sean in Live Oak, California on KSCO. Sean, welcome to the Rob Carson Show. What's on your mind, man?
Well, it occurred to me that Joe Biden has caught the stupid. And it's not only just the stupid, he's caught the pathetic stupid.
Yeah. To say the least, yeah.
This thing in Ukraine... is because Joe Biden is the 21st century Neville Chamberlain. Putin never would have acted like he did, but he realized that Joe Biden is a pathetic stupid. He can get away with it.
Yeah. Well, Sean, I said this from the get-go. We've sent a host of Neville Chamberlain to a variety of foreign locations, whether it be Afghanistan, whether it be Ukraine. I think the straw that broke the camel's back with regard to Putin's decision to invade Ukraine was sending Kamala Harris there. And that's when Putin realized they weren't serious, that the United States was not serious and he would face no serious repercussions with regard to the invasion of Ukraine. There's a lot of stupid going around, Sean, and there's no vaccine for it, unfortunately. Maybe this show a little bit, maybe just a little bit. Appreciate the phone call, bro. Got to go. More than 50 top former intelligence officials wrote an open letter casting doubt on the laptop's prominence in October of 2020. These included Leon Panetta, John Brennan, Michael Hayes, James Clapper, and more. And all of them have held to pay a little bit more from Tom Fitton.
Well, you know, if they go back into government, they should be questioned about their qualifications to enter back into government. Should they be given another position of public trust, given their obvious willingness to trade on their prior positions of public trust?
Because they thought their willful dupes in the FBI and other government agencies would just make it go away.
To engage in political propaganda on behalf of a political candidate.
It was part of a cover-up.
By suggesting that there was a foreign government involved in our election politics when there was no evidence of that.
And as of this, I've said for quite a while, this is the biggest scandal in the history of American politics. Here's Tom Fitton with thoughts on that.
I think there's a significant chance that Hunter will be indicted. I think a lot of the news reports have been designed to prepare the public for that while trying to protect Joe Biden. I don't think the Justice Department's going to target Joe Biden or prosecute him under these current circumstances. But in the least,
but then there's November.
There's enough to begin an impeachment inquiry into Joe Biden, so the Justice Department, if he's removed from office, can prosecute him.
Now, Steve Bannon has some very interesting thoughts on a three-pronged approach to impeachment that has to happen after November.
Could this be the greatest political scandal in U.S. history?
Well, it's part of the greatest political scandal in U.S. history, because I'm convinced the targeting of Trump and the spying on of Trump to protect Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden, the impeachment of Trump, all of those abuses
based on lies
are part of this. And of course, one of the big issues in terms of targeting Trump was to distract people from the corruption that was readily apparent to pretty much anyone who was paying attention.
Yes.
Was that Joe Biden's family was out there trading on his public office with his help.
Right.
For big cash from foreign governments.
Wow, just wow. Catherine Herridge did a great report on CBS. I'll get to a second. And then you've got to hear Steve Bannon. He says things are going to get big and ugly after November with impeachment. Probably not removal from office, but he will be damaged goods, even worse than he is right now. Hey, guys, it's Carson for Gold Co. I don't think I need to explain that we are in some very difficult times right now with Joe Biden as the president. Inflation and interest rates are Biden's only way out of our $28 trillion federal debt. So if you have $50,000 or more in your IRA, 401k, or savings, your money is at risk. All right, learn more about the IRS loophole that thousands of Americans are using to protect their retirement. This is important. Call 855-735-3740. 855-735-3740 to get your free IRS loophole kit. That's right, 855-735-3740. And my friends at Gold Co. will give you up to 10% in free silver with a qualified account. Gold Co. has helped thousands of Americans protect their retirement against inflation, taxes, interest rates, bad presidents. Yeah, I said that out loud. So what are you waiting for? 855-735-3740. Call now. Oh, yes, the SS Titanic is going down, ladies and gentlemen, and there's no room on the door for Democrats. Thank you very much, because if you bought into this, if you bought into this presidency, if you bought into this narrative, I sincerely hope that it comes back to haunt you. And if it hasn't already, then you're just clueless. Here is Catherine Herridge talking about Joe Biden's brother, James, apparently has been dragged into the Chinese payment scandal. And it's been revealed that 150 transactions made by him and Hunter were flagged as concerning by U.S. banks. Well, kind of weird, right? Here's Catherine Herridge.
CBS News has learned that more than 150 transactions involving...
CBS News? They're actually doing news?
Either Hunter or James Biden's global business affairs were flagged as concerning by U.S. banks for further review. Some of those concerns included large wire transfers.
This is the way it is.
After a nearly three-year investigation, Republican Senator Chuck Grassley told CBS News he believes the president's younger brother, James, was instrumental in Hunter Biden's Chinese business venture.
No, that's not possible.
I think James Biden was very much a part of this.
James Biden has worked as an entrepreneur and recently in the healthcare industry.
We will focus on James Biden, the president's brother.
This week, Grassley released bank records indicating James Biden's company, the Lionhall Group, was paid directly by a Chinese financed consulting firm.
These records come directly from the banks. No third.
You know, it's kind of like, you know, somebody who might be able to say that, man, with all these ties into China and money coming from people connected to the Chinese Communist Party, that might affect, I don't know, how you investigate the origins of the COVID virus, or, you know, like saying you're going to look into it for 90 days, then 90 days later saying that, no, we couldn't come up with anything, like Joe Biden said. You know, that could be kind of implied by this sort of influence, you know.
Party.
You're absolutely right.
In our interview, Grassley did not allege the Bidens broke the law, but he said it's concerning that both Hunter and James Biden were promised retainers for their China work totaling $165,000 a month in 2017 after Joe Biden left the vice presidency.
Kind of weird. James received $6,500 or $65,000 a month through a Chinese-linked consulting group throughout 2018, totaling $780,000. Meanwhile, the same firm, which has links to Chinese ruling Communist Party, can you say, what's the word I'm looking for? Compromise. That's what it is, compromise. Paid Hunter a cool $100,000 a month for the same year, as well as $500,000 retainer, meaning he could earn a cool $1.7 million from the firm in 2018. That's just crazy stuff there, isn't it? Yeah. It looks like also documents published at the time that Hunter and James and their wife, James' wife, Sarah, they all tapped into a line of credit Hunter set up with a Chinese business executive to purchase more than $100,000 in airline tickets, hotels, and restaurants. I wish I had that sort of expense account from a, you know, Chinese Communist Party. Actually, I wouldn't want, because I'd have to sell my soul. Anyway, the newly released records from the Republican investigation shows what appears to be 2017 application for that $99,000 line of credit bearing the signatures of Hunter Biden and the Chinese executive, according to CBS reports. More from Catherine Herridge.
We have people with the Biden name dealing with Chinese business people that have a relationship through the Communist Party. I think it's very concerning.
This 2019 subpoena, verified by CBS News, shows federal investigators also sought Hunter and James Biden's business records from a major U.S. bank dating back to 2014 as part of a separate probe by the U.S. attorney in Delaware into possible violations of tax and foreign lobbying laws.
I think Hunter and James Biden should not have entered into those relationships. In the best case, those things look really bad.
Yeah.
In the worst case, the conflicts can be quite serious.
Oh, yeah. The White House chief of staff said this week that the president is confident his family did the right thing, adding these actions by Hunter and James are private matters and don't involve the president.
Sure they don't. Well, we'll find out soon, won't we? Here is Jen Psaki. Are you ready for some hot sake? You better enjoy your hot sake because she's getting a TV show on MSNBC. She won't be the White House spokesginger anymore. But here she is being asked about this and other things.
For president.
Oh, including an office that Joe Biden was going to share with his son and his business partner. Yeah, listen to that.
Trying to do favors for Hunter Biden's international business partners, like writing college recommendations for their kids.
Yeah, what about that?
I've seen the report. I have no confirmation or comment on
it. I wonder why she's leaving her position as White House spokesginger and going to MSNBC right now. I wonder why.
Report about whether or not the president, when he was a private citizen, wrote a college recommendation letter for an individual.
A college recommendation letter, though, from at the time a former vice president would be a big deal. So
yeah.
Do we know what the president might have gotten in return for doing a favor like that?
Again, I have no confirmation.
Well, he got 10%, I'm assuming.
Of any recommendation letter the president wrote when he was a private citizen, by the way, not serving in public office. That's even the report.
But he's the president now and you're his spokesperson.
Correct. And he was not the president at the time of this report.
So there's evidence that the president at one point was office mates with Hunter and his brother Jim here.
Now listen to this.
D.C.
It's not accurate.
That is not accurate. So when Hunter Biden is emailing a landlord, please have keys made available for new office mates, Joe Biden, Jill Biden, Jim Biden. That you're disputing.
They were not office mates, no.
They were not office mates. There was an email to a landlord saying that they wanted keys for Joe and Jill and all that. But other than that, they were not office mates for Hunter. It's just amazing. It is Austin Powers' penis pump scene. It is. There's just so much. And here's Steve Doocy, or not Steve Doocy. Here is the younger Doocy, presenting this. And she's like, no, there was no. It's just painfully obvious. You've got Joe Biden hanging out and meeting Hunter Biden business partners, Ukrainians in Washington, D.C., Kazakhs in Washington, D.C., Tony Bobulinski, his business partner, who decided he didn't want to be a part of it because he knew how ungodly crooked they are, the 10% emails, all of this stuff. It's just becoming overwhelming. And this in combination with all of the things that are available that Jack Maxey has shared on the laptop. And right now he is hiding in Switzerland. And they have discovered all sorts of additional things on the hard drive. There's nothing going to stop this now. Because now it's in the congressional record, even though the FBI tried to get rid of it. The New York Times had to admit they had it after they lost a copy and asked for another copy from Jack Maxey a year later, about 9 months later. Everybody's got copies of this, and there's going to be hell to pay. So even if somebody tried to hurt Jack Maxey, it's already over and done with. The hard drives are already there, and all they need is a forensic audit on any of the copies that have been presented, including the one that has been presented to the congressional record. Democrats unveiled fears about a return to the Iran nuclear deal. They said the Biden administration had kept them in the dark about negotiations, and they warned that lifting sanctions could allow Iran to pour billions of dollars into spending, spreading unrest throughout through its Hamas and Hezbollah proxies. Quote, we feel that we can't stay quiet about the unacceptable and deeply troubling turn these talks have reportedly taken, according to Rep. Elaine Luria. A group of House Democrats on Wednesday outlined their opposition for the new nuclear deal. Details of the proposed deal remain under wraps. It would broadly include lifting some sanctions in return for Iran abiding by limits on its nuclear research, which aren't going to happen. This is another Neville Chamberlain moment. Josh Gottheimer set out to what he said would be the worst case scenario, a nuclear Iran, regardless of the of what commitments are made, funding Hezbollah, Hamas through giving billions of dollars to fund terror around the world to kill Americans, to attack our bases, and of course to kill our allies. That is what he said yesterday. He is a Democrat. President Trump pulled the U.S. out of the 2015 nuclear deal in 2018, accusing Iran of funding terror groups and ignoring the spirit of the agreement by developing ballistic missiles. And if you don't believe that, they've got a buttload of them. They've got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them. In the meantime, negotiators in Vienna are reportedly close to securing a deal. The U.S. team was hit recently by resignations amid frustration that Rob Malley, U.S. Special Representative for Iran, was caving too easily to Iranian demands, such as lifting the terror designation on the Revolutionary Guards. Even the Democrats know that we are bleeping ourselves and Israel, our closest ally in the Middle East. Yeah, I'm talking about the indignities that we are being suffered by this administration, a variety of them. I just mentioned one, which was the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. 70% of the American people, I'm assuming those who are in the military or retired even higher, are humiliated by what happened in Afghanistan, and the Biden administration wants to make it go away, but it's not going away. The hurt is there, the pain is there, knowing that $85 billion worth of equipment is there, burned into the images, the eyes of Gold Star families and survivors of fighting in Afghanistan are images of the Taliban driving down the street in American vehicles wearing American uniforms. And Joe Biden presided over that, and he was cool with it. And once he realized that after they shut down the last airbase and after they sent everyone home and left thousands of Americans there and our allies, ham-handedly sent back several thousand military members to evacuate people, and consequently 13 of our service people who weren't there before were blown up. And now another indignity is the southern border and what is coming next month. The end of Title 42. This is strategic by the Biden administration. This will cause an unprecedented flood over our border of not only those from south of the border, but from other hostile players around the world. This is meant to upset the balance of power in our country. This is an unlawful invasion of our country, and it is being presided over and blessed by this administration. And the people who are coming across the border now are getting free cell phones. Did you hear about this? Free cell phones! Yeah, there's so ICE could keep track of them. I think there's another reason, but here's Jen Psaki not denying it yesterday.
Thank you, Jen. First, on immigration, our team in Texas is saying that you guys are starting to give smartphones to border crossers, hoping that they'll use the phones to check in or to be tracked.
That's not it. I'll tell you what in a second.
Part of that is supposed to deter people from crossing illegally into the states.
Well, I think you, of all people, since you've asked me a range of questions
on she's getting snarky now.
Topic over time, would recognize that we need to take steps to ensure that we know where individuals are and we can track in, and we can check in with them.
There was an opportunity yesterday in Congress to essentially stop Title 42 from going away and prevent a massive flood of illegals coming across the border. It was voted down by scumbag, filthy, treasonous Democrats. Did I say that out loud? Yeah, I said that out loud.
To ask unanimous consent to call up H.R. 471, the PAWS Act, to protect all Americans from Biden's border crisis.
Now that's Rep. Yvette Harrell of New Mexico.
From Biden's border crisis.
The chair would advise that all time has been yielded for the purpose of debate. Does the gentleman from Maryland yield for purposes of this unanimous consent?
No, I don't yield for that purpose, which is an extraneous and irrelevant distraction from the resolution. All time yielded is for the purposes of debate only.
The gentleman from Maryland does not yield, therefore the unanimous consent request cannot be entertained.
Ron DeSantis, what he's going to do here, and this is fantastic because, you know, Ron DeSantis, he says he will bus illegal immigrants dumped into Florida to Biden's home state of Delaware. I love this. We have to do this. And when you hear what's coming from Texas, it's even better. DeSantis introduced a proposal last December to add $8 million to the state budget in order to send illegals out of the Sunshine State and into Democrat areas like Martha's Vineyard and Delaware. Here is Ron DeSantis talking about what he's going to do with all these illegals coming across the border next month.
If businesses or contractors are dumping people who are illegal into Florida from southern Texas, you know, we're going to go after their ability to do business in Florida. If Biden is dumping people, which he has dumped people, they fly them in at 2 in the morning. They haven't done it lately, but they did it many months ago.
They were doing it in New York again.
So, you know, we now have money where we can reroute them to sanctuary states like Delaware, and we're going to do that. To make sure that we're keeping them.
Yes. Yes. Well, Greg Abbott yesterday put the ball in motion with regard to sending illegals to Washington, D.C., even better.
To help local officials whose communities are being overwhelmed by hordes of illegal immigrants who are being dropped off by the Biden administration, Texas is providing charter buses to send these illegal immigrants who have been dropped off by the Biden administration to Washington, D.C.
Woo!
We are sending them to the United States Capitol, where the Biden administration will be able to more immediately address the needs of the people that they are allowing to come across our border. To get that going, I'm going to sign a letter to Chief Nim Kidd with the Texas Division of Emergency Management, who will be in charge of this operation.
Send them to D.C. Send them to Delaware. Send them to these enclaves where the elites sit in their marble castles. And Steve Bannon says that Joe Biden's going to get impeached because of it. Here's a little bit from Steve-O on his podcast.
And so this is the part we destroy the Democratic Party at the school board level and at the county official level and at the county supervisor level and at the state legislature level.
Like I said, I think the Democrat Party will have to reinvent itself or just fade into history. More from Steve Bannon.
The first account will be initiating, exacerbating an invasion of the United States on the southern border.
Count number one for impeachment.
A high crime and misdemeanor. And we can go back and we get, they should save all the receipts, because we're going to go through chapter by chapter of what they have done to initiate and exacerbate an invasion by illegal aliens of our beloved country.
Yep.
And no, this is not racist, because now it's people from the Ukraine. They're also going to invade.
Yep.
Okay? On the southern border. You got thousands of them down there right now. This is because of the Biden administration. Article 2 is going to be everything related to Hunter Biden's laptop.
Thanks for listening to the Newsmax Daily with Rob Carson. Check your cable guide or NewsmaxTV.com. Or watch free on YouTube, Roku, Apple, Pluto, Zumo, Amazon Fire, and your smart TV. Newsmax, America's fastest growing cable news channel. Check NewsmaxTV.com for details.